This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again tonight by Dr. Justine Toe.
Hello.
Who wants to discuss masculinity, is that right, Justine?
Yes, I've been reading this fascinating book called Guyland, written by Michael Kimmel, who's an American sociologist.
All right, so what does he want to have to say about masculinity?
Well, he's most interested in what he calls Guyland. Okay, now he's using this word to describe the lives of mostly white 20-something-year-old American guys who, rather than starting full-time work after graduating from college and perhaps settling down with a girl to start a family, are enjoying a kind of extended adolescence. So Kimmel's interested in the guys who move home to live with their parents after college, or they'll get like a house with other guys their age, and they will basically postpone their adult lives through working, you know, low-paid and frequently dead-end jobs. They will also spend their time pursuing casual hookups with girls, binge drinking, watching porn, playing computer games, and endlessly watching sport. So basically, Kimmel's saying that these guys are living a college life, but they're no longer at college. And he's saying that this period of guyland can stretch out for a decade or more. So he's quite kind of concerned about this kind of education that his son, who's 8 years old at the time of writing, is going to move into.
Yeah, so Kimmel's painting a pretty bleak picture of these guys' behaviour. Do you think this is just an American thing, or is it more than that?
Well, I think a fair amount of Kimmel's analysis is specific to America, and he also makes that claim as well. But I want you to take a listen to 10 points that Kimmel says summarises the values and attitudes of the men who inhabit Guyland.
Okay, so this is masculinity summed up by Kimmel about what's going on in certain parts of the world anyway, about what it means to be male.
Absolutely. It's like a manifesto for Guyland, okay? Okay, get ready. Number one, boys don't cry. Number two, it's better to be mad than sad. Number three, don't get mad, get even. Number four, take it like a man. Number five, he who has the most toys when he dies wins. Number six, just do it, or ride or die. Number seven, size matters. Number eight, I don't stop to ask for directions. Number nine, nice guys finish last. And number 10, it's all good.
It's all good. We hear that a lot, don't we?
So what do you reckon about this list, Simon? I'm going to defer to you because you're the guy in the room. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It seems to me to be perhaps harking back to what I thought was perhaps a little bit, you know, moved on from this idea that to be a man, you don't show emotion, you got to be tough, you know, take it like a man, that sort of thing. I mean, I don't think that's entirely gone. But this is a bit of an emphasis in this list. You know, boys don't cry. That was definitely a generation ago, or perhaps even when I was young. Mm. That was what was expected. And if you could toughen up, you wouldn't ever show emotion in that way. I think that's, you know, we've moved a bit from that. So I'm interested to see it on the list. I'm sure it's there, you know, it's better to be mad than sad, and don't get mad, get even, this sort of thing. The idea that you've got to maintain your sort of honour, and, you know, if someone does something bad to you, you've got to give it back.
That's right, yeah.
And certainly the young, aggressive male stereotype that we get, you know, there's something in that. And certainly I bet there's a lot of young men who maybe don't necessarily feel that way, but feel pushed into it by their culture. Is that partly what he's suggesting?
Yeah, absolutely. He does make the point that masculinity, particularly in this expression of Guyland, is very much a homosocial experience, which is not to say that it's a homosexual experience, but it's a homosocial because masculinity, Kimmel says, is performed by guys for other guys. So with what you're talking about here, there are perhaps some guys who don't fit this particular kind of really brawny model of masculinity, but they do feel pressured to conform to it, or they're going to get, bashed up or marginalised.
So there's a need to be accepted by the rest of the males, for sure. One thing that's very obvious from the list is how limiting it is. It's such a... If I was to think of what I hope for my son, it'd be a lot more than this, you know, in terms of what he might think is masculine, what it means to be a man. You know, I'd be looking for him to be someone who is a strong character, but wouldn't necessarily impose any sort of either physical or other strength that he might have on anyone else. I'd want him to be a kind person. That'd be one of my hopes for him. I don't see that on the list.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you're talking about here is exactly what Kimmel is hoping for his own son, because his own son is probably similar age to your son. And he's looking at this phenomenon of Guyland and saying, I want more for my child than this. You know, this
is terribly depressing, that picture of them, you know, just lazy about, watching endless television and so on. We want more from our young men than this.
We do,
surely.
Absolutely. But it makes me ask the question, you know, like when we read this particular list, I mean, this is for an American context, but what about Australian masculinity? If we were to go through it again, like what do you... I mean, you've said already that perhaps boys don't cry doesn't necessarily apply to Australian males. But what about, you know, these other characteristics?
I'm sure there's lots of things there. If the guys at the gym that I occasionally get to at lunchtime have anything to go by, size definitely matters. I mean, these guys are...
I think they're talking about a different kind
jacked.
Of size, Simon.
Well, it's not unrelated, I'm sure, Justine. You know... But it's that whole idea of what has it been to be a man? You know, it's tough, strength,
yeah.
it's big, that sort of stuff. There's an aggression to this. Mm-hmm. Nice guys don't, you know, nice guys finish last, if you got here. It's all good as this idea of you don't really ever tap into something in any seriousness.
I think that is particularly Australian, actually. Would you agree? And
yeah.
It's not just a masculine Australian thing. I think it's a general Australian thing.
She'll be right.
Yeah,
perhaps
totally.
It's now moved on to it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a lot to talk about, and I say that we pick up this discussion tomorrow night. Perhaps we can start to think about, you know, what we want for our young men. And also perhaps the role of spirituality and faith in all of this as well.
Yeah, great. I think faith and spirituality is central to each of these issues. Let's pick it up again tomorrow night. We look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.